Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad seed, the broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad taste, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City. Ooh. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. People dress in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up. Should do be all my friend Nick. Come around, fight to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess. This town's a tatter. My brain's splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be shake out. Who? 855-212-4CBS is our toll-free hotline. Brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. If you switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Rick Carl will join us at 10:40 of this very hour, 10:40 East, 7:40 West, our sports business and legal insider. And then at 11 East, 8 West, Chris Plank from the Oklahoma Sooners Radio Network does the sideline reporting gig. We'll have Chris Plank on getting you ready for the Red River. Oklahoma and Texas at the Cotton Bowl on Saturday. Astros and Rays going on right now. They're in the bottom of the eighth, 6-1 Astros. Cole, another gem. One earned run. A home run allowed. And 10 strikeouts, unless I'm mistaken. So the Astros and the Yankees will go Saturday night at 8 o'clock in Houston at Minute Maid, Game 1. Should be a great ALCS. I don't think the NLCS is going to be bad either. That starts tomorrow in St. Louis, Game 1. The Nationals are favorites over the Cardinals. It'll be Anibal Sanchez for the Nats and Mike Michaelis for the Cards. And who are you taking in the series? Look at this. Is that all the way to the wall? They're still batting. So they almost got another one there. But this game smells like toast to me. There you go. Who are you taking in that Cards-Nats series? Did you change your mind at all, Carver? How are you going Nats?
I am. I'm going to go with the Nationals in this series. I just think that, you know that I hate the Cardinals. And it's not so much emotion with me. I think the Nats are better. I do.
Yeah,
I think
I don't.
The Nats got over that hump of never being able to get it done, getting that win last night. I think it's going to slingshot them here.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that they're better. I don't see the difference between the two teams. I think they both have real solid teams. The middle of that St. Louis lineup is, you know, I get it, Rendon, Soto, lethal. The middle of that St. Louis lineup is just as lethal. These guys like Goldschmidt, Ozuna, they're dangerous. And Yachty's dangerous. And they got pitching, too. You know, Waino, all of them, they got, you know, Flaherty, this team's got a good bullpen. I mean, they win their division. They won that game in Atlanta. What was it? Game 5 on the road, they meant business. I mean, I think they're a good team.
I just think it's so weird.
I don't
weird.
Even think you can distinguish the two.
I think the weird part for me is, with the Nationals, it's kind of like the Capitals a couple years ago. You know, for years and years and years and years, the Capitals never got it done. They had a great team, and they never got it done. And then when people, like, threw them to the side and said, the Capitals will never do it, out of nowhere they go and win the Cup. And the Nationals, year after year, had great teams, and they never get it done. And now this year they're like an afterthought. The Dodgers, the Yankees, the Astros. And now they finally break through and they win a series. I feel like there's just a little bit of something there, maybe.
You would think that, you know, that story sounds delicious, that it would be because of that.
Not because of it. It's just weird symmetry.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, all I know is it's the same thing I'll keep going back to again and again. Every time the Cardinals get in this position, they go to the World Series. And they either win it or they don't. But they go to World Series and they win World Championships. And how's that for a story? That's what they do. They win titles. The other team just broke through for the first time ever. This other team, all they do is win. I couldn't even believe that they've been to the NLCS 5 of the last 9 years. You don't even they do it so often you don't even realize it.
And they get another huge break here because the team with 106 wins and the unstoppable Dodgers gets knocked out right before them. So I could see this being another out of nowhere World Series appearance for the Cardinals.
I could see it. I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen, but I could see it. B-Mac, do you think that I know you're betting on them because you have a ticket on them, but do you think they're as good as the Nationals or better?
I think they're better than the Nationals. I could see the Nationals winning the series, and I get all of Carver's points. The Nationals have a much better starting rotation with star power at the top, but I think overall pitching-wise, St. Louis's bullpen is much better. Remember, St. Louis had the best bullpen in the National League this year. And then St. Louis's lineup is much more complete. Their lineup top to bottom is very good. There's something to be said about having a great catcher like Yadier Molina in the postseason. He will call games. He will not call the wrong pitches in the wrong spots. And he's not going to be afraid to go after guys late in counts. Nationals have a lot of inexperience through that roster. So he's not going to be able to he's not going to be afraid to go after guys in the ninth inning, go with fastballs in the eighth inning. I think that's something the Dodgers went that maybe was mistaken. Remember that the home run that Soto hit last night off Kershaw was a slider right over the plate. So you're going to see a lot. I thought that was just inexperience. With two strikes there, you go right after him with a fastball.
So let me ask you this question. Have you changed any of you your minds about Dave Roberts? Is that his name?
The LA Times is reporting tonight that he is staying as Dodger manager.
Staying is done deal.
Done deal. He will be the Dodger manager.
There you go. Do you think he should be fired for the way he handled that game?
You know, I'm so indifferent about it, and after last night I did wrestle with myself over it. I don't think they should fire him. I don't. He's done enough over the last 2 years. We said there were bad decisions made, but there's something to be said about two straight pennants that you can't. And again, it's such an analytical franchise. He's got a book right in front of him telling him every move to make in every situation. So are you really going to fire him there? I mean, you want to, clearly, I think.
Did this guy just throw another pick? Jesus, how many is he going to throw tonight?
That was a bad one.
I mean, honest, they're all bad. All three of these picks are just atrocious. He looks terrible. This guy, he's starting to look like the guy everybody wondered why they drafted him. Like, these passes are just one after the next getting picked off by this guy, Jones. I mean, look, he threw it right to Gilmore.
That was too easy for Gilmore right there.
My God, dude.
He was so surprised the ball came to him, he bobbled it and then had to catch it.
I mean, honestly, this guy's throwing picks tonight, like left and right. That's his third one in one night. My God, you have no chance to win a game when your quarterback keeps throwing interceptions.
And they're still in the game.
Not for long. Going back to baseball, the Phillies fired Gabe Kapler after two seasons and a very disappointing 2019 finish. Who can turn around the Phillies? That game is 21-14 Pats. They have not looked good, but they're still winning. That means they will win. They're not even playing well, and they're winning. This game comes down to will they cover? And you know they'll do that too, because the Giants are just like, here, take the ball. We don't want it. Here, have it. Just take it away because we suck. We suck and we know it, so we just want you to have the ball. Here, look, I'll throw it right to you. I mean, honestly, this guy, his eyes, he reads, he looks right at the guy and throws it to him. I mean, I'm sitting there watching him going, this is the first time to me he looks like he sucks. This is the first time he's looked really bad, if you ask me, since he's been in the NFL. He hasn't had one moment as bad as this, where he just keeps throwing picks. One, two, three, how many, we're in the start of the third quarter, how many is he going to throw, for Christ's sakes? Five, six?
This is what Belichick and the Pats do to rookie quarterbacks. They make them look bad.
College football going on right now. NC State, believe it or not, is playing Syracuse. It's 13-0 Wolfpack in the third with about 5 minutes to go. And a very exciting game. Monroe and Texas State playing. 14-6 Monroe with 9 left in the second. That's a Sun Belt game. And that's it tonight in terms of college action. In terms of hockey, it's a big night in the NHL. A lot of action, a lot of games. Oh, I just hit that bet. I love that Edmonton shootout win over the Devils. Devils still winless. 4-3, the Oilers stole that one. Right now, Wild Jets in the third, 2-2. Predators Caps, 4-4 in the third, 13 left. Going to the third, Blackhawks Sharks, 4-4 in the Windy City at the United Center. End of two, Stars 1-0 over the Flames in Dallas. In the second, Bruins 2-1 on the Avs at the Pepsi Can. In the first, no score in Zona, Knights and Desert Dogs. Red Wings beat the Canadiens 4-2 at the Bell Center in Montreal. Et le but, hein? Lightning win in Toronto 7-3. Oilers 4-3 over the Devils. Penguins 2-1 over the Ducks. Sid the Kid with a goal and an assist there. Blues 6-4 over the Senators. So we got a lot of action going on tonight. Believe it or not, there's NBA late night games going on as well. Preseason. I don't think you care, but I was watching the Nets and Lakers today from China. And even with all the protests going on, they were still playing basketball. The Nets beat them 114-111. Dinwiddie had 20. Rockets beat the Raptors by 7. And the Suns Kings are underway. Kings 6-2 early. Thunder played a game against some New Zealand team, blew them out. Blazers are playing Maccabi. They're early on 4-0. T-Wolves Warriors set to go bottom of the hour. Nuggets Clippers, same thing, bottom of the hour. That one at Staples. The other one at the new Chase Center in the city by the Bay. 855-212-4227 is the number. We're watching the Pats game, watching the end of the Astros game. They're in the ninth. It's Ferrell on the Bench. This is CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Ferrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. You know, honestly, I'm sitting here watching this Giants game. They are awful. I mean, you know, and I don't want to hear it, how they all their star players are out. Please. They don't have any star players except Barkley. All these other guys, that, you know, and I heard everybody in here talking about how great their defense looks. Like, what are they talking about? I mean, they're just giving up chunks of yards. Every play is 10, 15, 20 yards. Every play. Every play now in the second half, they're lighting it up. And this guy Jones has thrown 3 picks, and then they're taking stupid holding penalties on defense, you know, interfering with receivers and stuff on third down, automatic first down, one after the next, right? They're just absolutely, if you can just see it, you're watching a game, they're imploding. I mean, they're awful.
I mean, they gave you a good half. I mean, that's pretty much what...
What is that?
Well, you know, this is, you're starting to see how everybody thought the game was going to go from the start. So they gave you a good half, and now they're going to get run out. I mean, they're going to lose by 20. That's just the way that it goes. It's going to be right around the number.
Yeah, I can't believe, like, how they just torture. You know, what is he, 11-0 against rookies in this stadium? Never lost to one.
These guys, when they face a rookie quarterback, it's lights out.
It's like they torture him, right?
They do.
And it's like they're putting him through the ringer.
He gives them stuff that they have not seen before.
It's unbelievable watching this kid. He's been terrible, if you ask me, tonight. And every time he throws it now, I think he's going to get it picked off every time. So now he's, you know, I don't even know. I have no idea what he's doing now. You know, when he gets the ball, I'm scared to death when he drops back. He's 10 of 17 for 140 yards and a touchdown, 3 interceptions. He threw the TD to Tate. A bomb to Golden Tate. What was it, like a 64-yard bomb?
Yes.
And the Astros already won that game, so that's over. 6-1. And now you got the ALCS that everybody thought was going to happen.
Heavyweight fight.
You know.
Rematch of 2 years
so
ago.
So what do they face? Greinke on Saturday?
Most likely, yes.
Well, you know they're not going to face
Cole or Verlander.
Verlander. It's got to be him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, it should be. You never know with these managers. They like to, you know, outsmart themselves.
Are they going to make it a secret?
Well, you know that's going to happen. He didn't get that.
Oh, but there's the
but
flag.
But there's the flag.
And
so
now
get the first down
automatic
anyway.
First down.
Have a chance to get off the field. Keep it a 7-point game.
This is what I'm talking about. It's just one stupid mistake after the next. It's unbelievable. Look at that. Look at him just tackling him. What are you doing, you idiot?
You can't do that. That's just...
Who is that?
Janoris Jenkins.
Oh, my God. He's a veteran, too. Like, what are you doing? I mean, honest to God, dude. Did you see that? He was literally tackling him. From the minute they snapped the ball, he tackled Edelman. What are you doing, bro? How stupid are you? Honestly. Wasn't it fourth down?
That was fourth down, and they would have been short.
What are you doing? This is twice in a row they've taken a penalty for on defense for holding. What's he doing, bowing? Did you just see that? I mean, honest to God, like they're just begging him to roll him out of the stadium in a casket. They're like, here, we just take another first down. We don't even care. Score so we can, you know, go get some water. I mean, honestly, it's unbelievable. I'm sitting here watching going, if I'm the coach and I'm the defensive coordinator, I'm like, somebody's going to sit down. I mean, but they can't sit anyone down because they suck so bad. So Jenkins is their best option. Meanwhile, he cheats. Did you see that? How bad was that egregious tackle?
He completely had his arms around him the entire time.
He tackled him. I mean, it is unbelievable. And what do they got, 50 refs on the field? They don't miss anything. You can't put your hands on
Sometimes
anybody.
They miss something.
No, they don't. They don't miss anything
ever. Not when the Pats
ever.
Are playing, but they do miss things.
I mean, this is, like, unbelievable how many gifts they just keep giving them. And then the refs just keep throwing flags. They're like, everything's on the Giants. Have you noticed? There hasn't been one call on the Patriots the whole game. And I'm not rooting for either one of them. I'm just telling you, this is what I'm seeing. Every single call is against the Giants. Have you noticed? Am I wrong?
So far.
I mean, it is unbelievable. So, anyway, they're running it up on him. And, you know, what are they going to call now? Are you going to call tackling there? Is there a penalty for that? He made a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Is there a penalty for that? You're not allowed to do that on the road?
They're going to wait for this fourth down to throw the flag.
Yeah, they'll get a pass interference call on fourth down.
I mean, if he went for it before, I don't see why he wouldn't now. I don't think they have a lot of faith in their new kicker, Mike Nugent. So that could be why they're doing a lot of this going for it on fourth stuff tonight.
New York Jets legend, Mike Nugent.
I thought it was Ted Nugent, actually, that was the kicker.
I believe Ted's cousin.
Caught it from a little kitty next door. Shake it. Oh, here he is kicking it. Oh, Shank. He missed it. Was that live?
He missed it.
Oh, thank God, you hack. No wonder they don't trust him. Welcome to New England. Doink.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Everybody's talking about it. Everyone's joining. Everyone knows it. PharrellOnTheBench.com rules. It's the best site for picks. All the college and pro games are posted for this week. All the action. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, every game is loaded up, so go get them. Baseball every night through the playoffs, hit the Astros tonight. Hockey every game, every night. Boxing, MMA, every big fight. Hoops is happening. Preseason, the regular season right around the corner doing push-ups. Try it. You'll like it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. Here's Rick Haro now, our sports business and legal insider on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. He's down in Florida. How you doing, Rick?
Good. A winless weekend, maybe. So the Dolphins and Redskins, how about that? And then the Hurricanes tomorrow night. I was at that Hurricane game against Virginia Tech last week. What an embarrassment early and an interesting game late.
Well, I mean, how depressing that they came back all the way. They were getting just absolutely slaughtered, and then they came all the way back, and then they tie it, and then the kid misses the extra point, and they end up losing the game on it. They, you know, give up another touchdown. I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah, no. You know, Manny Diaz's father was a mayor of Miami and a good friend. We were on the sidelines together, and he was all excited, as everybody was. And then we all watched the kid miss the extra point, and it was like, that was it. I mean, they, you know, they're cursed, man. I'm telling you.
So, I mean, how awful. Did he miss it left, right? How did he? Because I knew he missed it. I didn't see it.
He lined up left, and he missed left. It just was a it's hard to miss a college extra point.
Right. It's like 15 yards.
Yeah, you're right in front of the goalpost. You got to really shank it, which he did.
Have you ever seen anything like how kicking, we just saw a guy, Nugent, miss a field goal, how kicking has become such a monstrosity in both college and pro football?
I don't get it. You know, I mean, Guskowski, I know, was hurt, and that's one of the reasons why he was on IR, but it's not automatic anymore. I guess that's what the NFL wanted, right? The NFL wanted no automatic extra points anymore, and they sure have that.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's do it. 15 to watch. As the postseason intensifies, baseball's touting their metrics in 2019 despite their attendance woes.
68 million people, that's not bad, but it's down year over year. But an 18% increase in at-bat, in app starts. You know, that at-bat app is really, really good, as we know. And it's sticky, which means that if you start it, you're not going to turn it off for a while. 2 billion starts in 2019. They've also got big-time prizes to get people to the games. They've got the MLB ballpark pass, where the average age for that kind of stuff is 22, which means that the millennials and the young people are watching baseball again, at least on devices.
So, Gavin Newsom, my buddy, the governor of California, who's been in here to do the show and has been on the show many times, he's the first to sign into the Fair Pay to Play Act for college athletics. Now 9 other states are getting involved. Do you think it'll be everywhere?
Yeah, I think it probably would be everywhere. But, you know, the irony is that the Big Five power conferences were looking at a way to figure all of this out after O'Bannon's lawsuit was resolved and the states beat them to it. And so each state doing it's probably not the right answer, but what it does is it brings everybody to the table quicker than otherwise, which is good.
William Hill inks a new deal with the NBA, and the Wizards and Monumental Sports are going to have betting at the Wizards games.
So you go to the old Green Turtle Bar and Grill, which was kind of cool, right next to Capital One Arena, but you can't order Green Turtle anymore because it's a sports book, pending regulatory approval, obviously, in 2020. And so there will be 10, 15, 20 states. The Wizards, the Leonsis family, the NBC guys, Monumental Sports, all tied into being one of the first ones. And if you would have said years ago that you would have had sports books in all major arenas in the next 10 years, people would have said, you're kidding. But look at it. It's absolutely happening right now. The only place you probably can't bet on NBA games right now is China. How's that?
Yeah, go figure. The new NHL season is underway. And what is the deal with this modern-day version of the glowing puck?
PPG, which is a big sponsor, as you know from Pittsburgh, they sponsored the arena. And they're also a big-time sponsor with the NHL. They're very colorful. So they've got this thermochromic coating that changes from purple to clear when the puck's temperature is above freezing, which is a lot because when the puck is hit hard, it warms up. So that's another way for people to see it. It's not really done for the audiences like Fox used to do with a glowing puck, but it's a kind of cool device that PPG is using to get people to be interested in the game.
What's the power of sports doing in Indianapolis?
Yeah, we did a thing last week, and it debuted the last year of the tournament of the IWIT, the Women in Tech Championship, Brickyard Crossing, $2 million purse. That's a cool course, Brickyard Crossing. Four of the holes are actually inside the track at the Indy 500. And so there was also a big deal of a big-time conference. The event itself resurrects itself in Boca Raton, by the way, Super Bowl week. Maybe you can come down then since you stiffed me next week.
It's true. The American Cancer Society working with the NFL on the crucial catch plan.
Yeah, that's a big deal for the NFL and charity. Quinnen Williams, Drew Brees, Kyle Rudolph. American Cancer Society have 15 player ambassadors where they have another extension of their 46-year partnership with United Way, more money for charity. Good for them.
So how about we were talking about this on the show last night, Rick, about streaming services and a rising number of major sporting events available via streaming services set to drive the revenue for broadcast rights above $85 billion by the end of 2024. It's crazy, but it's true. It's everywhere. There's sports streaming on everything from YouTube to Roku to Fubo to Zumo, it's everywhere.
Yeah, and the good thing about it, I guess, is, first of all, if you're a fan and you want the games, you have a device, you get everything you want. Increase of 75%. And also, the second thing is it's going to mean rights fees are going to be higher because more devices and more companies are going to get rights to more stuff. Amazon leads the way with the English Premier League and NFL games. But as you said yesterday on the show, it's here to stay, and it's more money for everybody.
Avocados for everybody, Rich.
Yeah, avocados from Mexico, a partner for the Super Bowl, 70 retailers all across the country. The Generation Z, I guess that stands for eating avocado, I don't know, Hispanic Heritage Month, and AFM launched the first Flavor with Heritage brand. Now, I don't like avocados, but I like football, so I guess I got to deal with it.
I like avocados. They're already gearing up for the Super Bowl in Miami.
Super Bowl 54, hometown heroes. They've already had the first event, Gridiron Glory, the Best of Pro Football Hall of Fame. And there's going to be a commitment from the Dolphins to be more environmentally conscious. That's going to be a big couple weeks. We're going to move that tournament, like I said, the LPGA from Indy. We're going to have a kickoff of a new field in West Palm Beach. Obviously, the Pro Bowl in Orlando. So a lot happening at the end of January in South Florida. Unfortunately, not the Dolphins in the game, however, as we know.
Anyway, I went to dinner once with Green Day, and the guy, Armstrong, spit across the table at my family. I thought that was interesting. Now he's signed a deal with the NHL. I guess he's really moving up in the world.
Moving up in the world. I'm not sure if that was a high point or a low point in his life, but he did sign a deal with NBC. He's going to do the theme music. They'll perform at the Honda NHL All-Star Game in St. Louis on January 25. They'll be featured in NHL game highlights. Why did he spit at you and your family?
I have no idea. College game day is going to be in Dublin next year.
Yeah, I remember last week we talked about Notre Dame playing Army at the game. And now the game day crew is going to be there for an 11 o'clock deal for a 7 p.m. kickoff. They're trying to institutionalize one game a year with the Irish Tourist Board in Ireland. And it'll be really cool, not to mention all the golf there.
Yeah, no doubt. How about the Sacramento Kings and Pacers playing in India?
Well, how about that? With all the stuff about China, which we all know about Vivek Ranadive, who is the owner of the Kings, a tremendously wealthy and well-to-do Indian businessman, what he wanted to do is renovate downtown Sacramento, which he's done with his new arena. And he also wants to bring basketball to India, which he's doing by taking the Kings to play there and basically set up an NBA Academy India for elite prospects, and on and on and on. Good for him.
New Chase Center's opened up in San Francisco.
Yeah, the new billion-dollar home across from the dump where they played in Oakland, obviously. They'll shell out $300-plus bucks for a game. The debut game was $131 just to be in the building. But listen, it's really kind of too bad that the Warriors, didn't make a commitment to actually play as well as they could have otherwise. But that's a Kevin Durant issue, and look for them to play decently. But now the big story with the Warriors is the arena, not the team.
And then how about Minshew Mania?
Yeah. So how about this? If you bought a package of games, the New Orleans game on October 13 and the Jets game on October 27, it's called the Minshew Mini Package, two tickets. Now, if you and I were to think last year that they would name a kind of package after the guy, people would have thought they're crazy. But this is what happens when Nick Foles gets injured and the guy gets drafted and he plays fairly decently. Let's see what happens at the end of the year.
Top Tech Nielsen's going to start tracking esports stats and viewership. I'm sure that'll be huge.
Well, see, the big deal is that they've done it right, because what they're trying to do now is to figure out how to not only track on television, but also track with a lot of the esport devices as well, because millennials, they're going to be doing a lot of their stuff on devices, and this is the way to do it.
LeBron and his Maverick Carter media company, Uninterrupted, launched an e-commerce store. Where's that?
Yeah, well, and it's going to be, basically, he's going to try to put them all over the place, but he's going to do it as a deal that is, again, with California Governor Gavin Newsom, and He's going to do them on the West Coast, then he's going to work his way east.
Power of sports. How about Montreal Canadian captain Shea Weber getting the Jean Beliveau trophy for his charity work and community involvement?
Yeah, and Jean Beliveau, obviously a big deal in the NHL and in Montreal. And Shea Weber obviously brought his charitable instincts from Nashville to Montreal, and he's being honored thusly.
Oh, my God. Did you see them just fumble the ball and they scored a touchdown, the Patriots? Are you kidding me?
Well, they kept doing it, right? So Giants defense looks pretty good today, but these big plays, it's, you know, they may cover. Are they going to cover tonight?
I don't know about now. I mean, it's starting to get really hairy now.
Yeah, hairy now.
I mean, seriously, like, that's a catch and a fumble. That's what that is.
Yeah,
they're going to blow the cover now with that. I mean, this is unbelievable how inept they are. The guy's thrown three picks, and now Hillman fumbles the ball. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me, dude? And how about the fat lineman couldn't fall down on a ball right under his feet?
There it is. He made, what is that, a football move? That's three steps.
Unbelievable. Anyway, but what I want to know, he fumbled the ball out of the end zone, but don't give him that call.
Wait, watch out. Did he step on out of bounds first?
No, he didn't. Now watch
this. No, he touched
this.
No, touch the pylon before he touched out of bounds.
Yeah, if it touches the pylon first.
Yeah, come on, man. Get with the program.
Screw you, Rick. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
All right, there you go. So now what? Is it a touchdown or not? They're saying that he's, where is he, out at the one or something?
That should be a touchdown.
Well, I don't know. Does he fumble the ball when he hits the pylon? He fumbled the ball. It went out of the end zone. Is that not a touchback?
Once the ball touches the pylon, the play is over. If it's in his hand.
But it wasn't in his hand. He was fumbling the ball at the same time he fumbled.
It has to clearly be out of his hand when he touches that.
And what are they doing, reviewing it?
Yeah, they must be. They're going to commercial.
Unbelievable. How do you pike this game away? You have got to be kidding me. How bad are they? Like, I mean, this is unbelievable. How do you screw that up so bad? You got to be kidding me. And what are they doing? They're still running the ball. They're down. They're still running the ball. Still trying to get the run going.
Well, he had nowhere to throw. He checked it off to the screen pass. So.
Oh, my God. I'm just sitting here watching going, what is happening here as he's imploding? I mean, they were in this game. Think about it. It's just one mistake after the next. Am I wrong? Penalties, interceptions, fumbles, punt blocked for a touchdown, fumble return for a touchdown. How unbelievable are these mistakes?
They've made a million mistakes, but they're in the game. So,
not anymore.
I know, but they're an awful team that just played the Patriots to 7 points with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. That's a big effort from them.
So you thought that was a touchdown? Hit the
be a touchdown.
Touchdown, because they get every call. Did you see them all surrounding the ref and like negotiating with him in the corner too? And he was just sitting there all flustered, and he was just like, "Don't worry, I got this for you." Did you see that? He was just like, "Don't worry, everything's under control. I'm going to screw them for you. No problem." Is there a good place I can get a free steak after the game? I mean, because that's what they're doing, cutting deals for where they're going to eat dinner. The refs, so the Patriots are setting them up with, you know, free dinners with some of the calls they've made. They got every call in the game, did they not? I mean, I don't know. I watched the game. It seemed like they got every call. Did they? Am I making this stuff up? I will admit, though, the one by Jenkins was the worst defensive holding. How about defensive tackling the receiver? He literally tackled him.
Can't defend that one.
I mean, unbelievable. I can't even take it anymore. Is there any way for this game to just end right now? Is there any way they could just, like, can you buy 5 minutes on the clock? We'll just eradicate 5 minutes on the clock. Nice job, Hillman, you idiot. Jesus, dude. How bad do you suck, bro? No wonder you're fifth string. Oh, my God. No wonder, because you don't have Barkley, and look what you get, the trash. Taking the trash out. Oh, my God. I can't even take it. And there's still 8.5 minutes to go. Watch, they'll cover now. They'll score again as sure as I'm sitting here. 855-212-4CBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.